Joanne Fox, able to join me again this week for Cultural Continuum. As you mentioned before we started, Joanne, this is the first Cultural Continuum of the month now.
It is. We were dark last week, and I know everyone missed us.
Yes, they were clamoring.
Clamoring is a good word, Steve.
for Cultural Continuum last week, and it was not to be, as we often do on 3-day weekend or sometimes 4-day weekends, we skip Cultural Continuum because lots of times things are planned, and of course last week nobody wants to plan anything during Saturday in the Park that's not Saturday in the Park related, so we skipped a week, but we are back now for this week's rundown of cultural events in and around the Siouxland and Lakes regions. It's Cultural Continuum. Joanne, of course, from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. We begin in Wayne, America, which is also in Nebraska. As I understand it, the Blue Cat Gallery and Studio in Wayne is hosting a reception for their exhibit, which is called Signs of Rural Life. That will be today, this evening, actually, from 5 to 7 p.m. The exhibit features work by 15 artists from 6 different states. Go to bluecatgallerystudio.com to find out more. If you don't, just head on over to the studio there.
Nice road trip over there. Closer to home, the Downtown Live Summer Concert Series presents the Americana band, the Iguanas. That's tonight. It's going to be on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum, employing styles from Canadian Franco-Acadian traditions, jazz and blues from the United States, and several Latin American stylings. This band creates an Americana sound showcasing all of North America. And that starts about 6 o'clock. Get down there, downtownlive.com. More information.
New Orleans is just such an amazing music city. I mean, it's an amazing city, but music especially because they get such influences from all over the Caribbean and from South America and from Canada and France. And it's just amazing. And the Iguanas, no better band really personifies that than the Iguanas. Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Into the Woods. That begins its run tonight, and it runs through Sunday, July 28th. The story follows a baker and his wife who wish to have a child, Cinderella, who wishes to attend the King's Festival, and Jack, who wishes his cow would give milk. There's lots of different things kind of all rolled into one there. Go to sctheater.org to find out more on Into the Woods.
Shameless plug, I'm house managing that show tonight, so in case you want to come out and say hi to me. Also, I was in the show twice. Oh. I was Jack's mother and granny. So, more shameless plugs, but that's why the listeners tune in.
Exactly.
So, up north, the Okoboji Summer Theater will be hosting the play Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Shameless plug, I directed this show many years ago. Now, that is on until Sunday, July 14th. And, of course, the story focuses on the tensions that boil over as husband Brick and his wife Maggie, who is the cat, interact with Big Daddy and Big Mama on the family's Mississippi estate. More on that at stevens.org.
The Woodbury County ISU Extension is hosting a bike and bite. Do you know what a bike and bite is, Joanne?
You're going to tell me and everyone else, Steve.
I am. That'll begin 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Sioux City Farmers Market. Now bring your bike, because that's the bike part of it, right? And then you bike around Siouxland. There's a little map that tells you where you can go. You can pick up donuts here. You can pick up coffee here. You can pick up whatever from wherever. Tasting samples from area.
That would be the bite.
The biting part of the bike. And then you head back to the farmer's market to wrap it all up. It begins at 9 o'clock. You can hear more on that later today. Food for thought. I will be guest hosting for Adrian today, and we'll be talking all about bike and bite and all sorts of other interesting and fun things that ISU Extension is doing for the rest of the summer, too.
So stay tuned for more information on that. Movies in the Park will continue. That's going to be tomorrow at 9 p.m. It's at the Grandview Park, and it's going to be the screening of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and that's based on the classic book by Roald Dahl. A poor boy hopes to find one of 5 golden tickets to tour the Chocolate Factory. More on that at sioux-city.org.
Now, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, that's the Gene Wilder version. Mm-hmm. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is the Johnny Depp version, just to clarify.
Very good, Steve.
So this is the Gene Wilder one. Let's see here. Oh, the Sioux City Museum and Historical Association is hosting the annual Bill Diamond Antique and Classic Car Show. That'll be Sunday. It starts at 11, goes till 3, and it'll be on the grounds of the Sergeant Floyd River Museum. A wide variety of cars will be there. It's a car show.
There's going to be a lot of different cars.
This is a big car show, so there will be lots of them there to check out. That's, again, from 11 to 3 on the lawn of the Sergeant Floyd River Museum.
And then also on Sunday, the Sioux City Municipal Band comes back, and they're going to present a superhero-themed concert.
That's a good idea.
I think that's a great idea. It's going to be at 7:30. It's at the Grandview Park Bandshell. And music for the heroic concert includes selections from The Incredibles, The Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, so much more. It's an event that's free and open to the public, and a great evening for that. 7:30 on Sunday.
Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm sure they're going to have some kind of really cool 70s classic rock.
Wouldn't you think they'd have a mixtape of something?
right. Woodbury County Conservation is hosting a water ecosystems presentation. That will be Tuesday afternoon at 1:30. And that'll be right down the road from Sioux City at Browns Lake in Salix. The presentation will go over the local aquatic plants and animals and give the opportunity to explore the water.
Okoboji Summer Theater wraps up Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and then they start on Tuesday presenting Happily Ever After, and that will run through Sunday, July 21st. So moments before her wedding, bride-to-be Francie barricades herself in the church nursery, convinced that she'll have a fairy tale ending with another man. It is a farce. It's very funny. And again, up at the Okoboji Summer Theater.
Go up in Orange City. Orange City Arts is presenting the genre-bending violin-cello duo, the OK Factor. That'll be Wednesday night at Windmill Park in Orange City. The duo are frequent guests on Minnesota Public Radio, and their distinct compositional and performance style awarded them the honor of being finalists for the prestigious McKnight Fellowships for Musicians in 2018. So they sound better than OK. And since they're from Minnesota, they're probably pretty good then.
Yeah, sure. You betcha.
So go to orangecityarts.net for more information on the OK Factor.
Here's another event up in Orange City, and this is the Prairie Winds Event Center is going to host the a cappella group Tonic Soul Fa. Unless you've been living under a rock for the past 20 plus years or so, Tonic Soul Fa is just a wonderful group. It's a cappella, and that will be Thursday at 7 p.m. And again, more than two decades ago, Tonic Soul Fa stands as a leading force in the world of vocal music. They're so very talented. Many times they've come to Sioux City, many times at the Orpheum. So this would be a nice road trip up there to Orange City. That Prairie Winds Event Center is just gorgeous.
And finally, Sioux City Public Museum's History at High Noon series begins with a look, or continues rather, with a look back at Flight 232. That'll be Thursday at noon with presenter Matt Anderson there to take a look back at July 19th. 1989, so that'll be a day before the anniversary, when United Airlines Flight 232 crash-landed right here in Sioux Gateway Airport. So if you would like more information, you can go to SiouxCityMuseum.org. That's all the time that we have been allotted. We're going to leave you with music from the Iguanas. Again, they're performing tonight at 6 o'clock. It's the next Downtown Live concert. Wishing you a great morning on behalf of my co-host, Joanne Fox, and also on behalf of executive producer Dylan Ferguson. I'm Steve Smith. Thanks for tuning in today to Cultural Continuum. Oye, Isabel, don't listen to the things your papa say. Oye, Isabel. Isabel, don't listen to the things your papa say. Tú dices que es mi terri, tiene su opinión. Tiene su opinión. Terco soy también y te confuse esta canción. Pues canta me da. Para ti, vidita mía. Oye, Isabel, don't listen to the things your papa say. Isabel, don't listen to the things your papa say. What's your papa say? What's
your papa say? Oye, Isabel, don't listen to the things your papa say. Oye, Isabel, don't listen to the things your papa say. Oye, Isabel, don't listen to the things your papa say.